We are here with Dr. Mala Sachdeva from Hofstra North Shore LIJ School of Medicine. Can you tell us a little bit about your research and what you found out?
Sure. So just, you know, a little bit of background in regard to our study. You know, there are about 92,000 candidates who are waiting on a waiting list for a kidney transplant at this point in time. And about 10 are dying every day because they're waiting on the waiting list and don't have a kidney. We have a shortage of deceased donor kidneys, and we also have a shortage of living donor kidneys. I think part of the reason why we have a shortage of living donor kidneys is because of the stringent criteria that we are placing on our living donors. In fact, more than 50% of the U.S. transplant centers are excluding donors based on BMI. So what we wanted to do was look into our population of potential living kidney donors, and we actually wanted to see how many we excluded, meaning how many had a BMI greater than 35. And more specifically, then, we wanted to look and see, of those that were excluded, were they successful at losing weight and donating, or were they unsuccessful?
What was the most surprising takeaway from your research?
What we found was pretty surprising. About only 18% had normal BMI, meaning a BMI less than 25. 82% spanned the overweight to obese category. 45% actually had BMIs greater than 30 and were obese. And 22% were excluded based on BMI greater than 35. Mm-hmm. So then we took that 22%, which were 23 of 104 patients. And what we found was that 13%, only 3 of those 23 were actually successful at losing weight and then donating, but there was still 30% who were motivated and wanted to donate, but they were not successful.
What are the implications of your study?
You know, from this study, I think there are two take-home points that you know, we're thinking that have come about. One is that obesity is an epidemic. It is an epidemic, you know, in terms of being a barrier to living donation at our center at a local level, most likely an epidemic at a national level as well. We probably need further studies to delineate this. So then the other thing is, who should we target? And I think the ones that we should target are those 30% who we saw that were motivated to donate, but not successful.
Something I'm curious about is, in your opinion, do you think enough people know the steps it takes to be a qualified donor before they even get to the donation center? Do you think that most people even realize that their weight is even a factor before they get there?
That's a great question. And I think for the most part, it can go 50-50. You know, I don't think they're fully aware that their weight is going to be problematic in preventing them from donating. They are not 100% sure that their weight will be a problem until we tell them.
All right, Dr. Sachdeva, thank you so much for sharing your findings with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.